Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, Black and White Sports. We're going to talk about the Chiefs, and I got a couple of different things. I've got a Kansas City, Kansas designer that has unveiled these concept plans for a new stadium for the Chiefs in Kansas, not in Missouri. By the way, the guy that unveiled it is very legit because he designed Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders and the stadium for the Titans that is under construction. So these Kansas lawmakers went and got a legit guy to design a new stadium, a guy that's got a pedigree for having done that. But before we get to that, everybody knows what's going on with Rashee Rice, the number one wide receiver for the Super Bowl champions. And, of course, he's facing all those charges, 8 charges for driving, street racing, and crashing in Dallas. And now it is coming out exactly how long he could be gone this season. And it looks like he's facing at least a half a season out of the NFL. So let's check this out. The Kansas City Chiefs are said to be bracing themselves to be without star wide receiver Rashee Rice for a lengthy spell next season. Rice, 24, surrendered to the police last month after he and another driver of a speeding sports car allegedly caused a crash involving a half a dozen vehicles on a Dallas highway in March. The Super Bowl winner is facing 1 count of aggravated assault, 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and 6 counts of collision involving injury. But Rice is also expected to face a disciplinary action from the NFL, with the wideout set to be suspended by the league, according to NFL insider James Palmer. The reigning Super Bowl champions are expecting Rice to be suspended for a half of a season at least. The reporter claimed during an appearance on retired receiver Steve Smith's Agent 89 Breakdown show. That's going to be a big weapon out. Rice's role in Reed's offense grew as last season went on, and alongside Travis Kelce, he became one of Patrick Mahomes' most trusted targets down the stretch. But his pending legal issues after the car crash in Dallas may mean he misses a large chunk of the season. And the Chiefs, I think, foresaw this. And they, of course, traded up with the Bills, the rival Bills. We made a video on that. And drafted Xavier Worthy out of Texas. And that son of a gun is ultra fast. All right. He's also, by the way, Rice is being sued for $10 million. By 2 people. Yeah, when I did a video on that, the couple of articles that were out at the time said it was a $1 million lawsuit. And then like a couple of days later, it came out that no, that was a $10 million lawsuit. So let's take a look at this, folks. This is the concept for a dome stadium in Kansas for the Chiefs. Designed by the Raiders designer. Let's just check this out. Look at this. I mean, this would be a complex. Unbelievable. And you can tell there's Allegiant Stadium right there for the Raiders. This would be the Kansas City Chiefs' new potential home. You see the complex right there. And that would come with all kinds of bells and whistles. It's phenomenal. I mean, I got to be honest. That's jaw-dropping. The design and concept is inspired by form and spirit of our historic Arrowhead Stadium, but it offers a wider variety of experiences for its fans. It's pretty jaw-dropping. It really is. As the Kansas legislature goes into final hours, some lawmakers have seen conceptual renderings of what a dome new stadium for the Chiefs could look like, positioned near Legends and Kansas Speedway in western Wynonette County. I guess that's right. I don't know. Sports architect David Manica developed the vision of a new home for the Super Bowl champions on behalf of an unnamed developer working to bring the team across state lines in Kansas. And this is the statement to Fox 4. Manica said, "The location offers incredible access to everybody. The total available parking area will provide an unbelievable tailgating experience that is supplemented by a fantastic mixed-use development." And that is phenomenal looking. It really is. Wow. It is that development and stadium sales that would generate new sales tax revenue to retire the Star Bonds issued by Kansas to help finance the stadium. Star Bonds have been used to develop Kansas Speedway and Children's Mercy Park. Manica is no stranger to NFL stadium design. Among other sports venues, his firm designed Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. I call it the Death Star. We cover the Raiders a lot on this channel. That is a phenomenal stadium. It's honestly, far as stadiums go, it's the only one that I would actually like to go to in person because of how the stadium actually looks. I mean, it looks awesome. More recently, designed a new stadium under construction in Nashville and designed a proposed new home on the lakefront in Chicago for the Bears. And he was born in the Metro, opened his firm in 2007, and specializes in sports venues global scale. Manica Architecture also has an office in London as well as Kansas City, Kansas. It would bring the Super Bowl, the NCAA Final Four championships, and other entertainment opportunities. Yeah, and it goes on to talk about, of course, the reason that this is even getting looked at is because Jackson County voters shot down the extension of the 3/8-cent sales tax that could have funded a stadium over in Missouri. It's getting very interesting. I mean, they're talking about, yeah, they're not going to move out of Missouri, this and that and the other. When you start seeing things like this, it's picking up more steam. And, of course, that I don't know how Chiefs fandom looks at this. It's got to be Missouri or it's got to be Kansas. I don't know how that's viewed. I'm in Texas, so I don't know if there's literally. I'm sure there's some kind of rivalry between Missouri and Kansas. I can't imagine there wouldn't be. I mean, my God, we had a rivalry in school that was 5 miles apart that you thought people might hurt each other quite a bit during football season. But you get my point here, you know. Sometimes it's like that in communities. But that looks like it's starting to get pretty serious if they're starting to come up with this kind of architectural concepts and they're getting all their ducks in a row. In other words, they're going to propose this Star Bond and the residents are going to see what they potentially could go to have a great time, because it looks like a whole complex. And they're going to be like, yeah, we're doing that. Check. You know? I don't know. Not extending that Jackson County sales tax may end up backfiring. Although, I do understand the point of the NFL owners taking most of the responsibility in building one of these things. You know, their point is it brings in money from a lot of different avenues. You know, some citizens are like, yeah, but I don't give a rip about football. Why do I want to pay for your stadium? Good point there. Unless you're one of the people that's in that region benefiting by employment or something like that in having funded a stadium. I don't know. things are very interesting around the Chiefs. They really are. Rashee Rice and all that drama. The stadium, which I think is going to continue to sort of move forward. And there's this, there's still the three Chiefs fans that were found frozen. That's a stagnant story, but at some point, that's going to relaunch. I don't know. I'd hit subscribe. That's what I'd know. Make sure you hit subscribe, hit like. Thanks for watching. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.